Hey, thanks. I have a question. I know the church, you know, would assert that faith isn't opposed to reason.
Mm-hmm.
So with that in place, suppose the physical evidence showed that the universe was past eternal.
Okay.
I guess it's a two-part question. Would this undermine the church's account of creation? And if so, would the church be wise to oppose that?
Well, okay, it is an article of faith that God did create the universe at some finite point in the past. So, and that's something we know by divine revelation. And divine revelation is capable of providing a kind of certitude that scientific reasoning is not. Scientific theories are always provisional, and for that matter, they're frequently wrong. Something like a third to a half of scientific studies turn out to be wrong upon further investigation. So even if there were, say, cosmologists who were claiming that they had found evidence that the universe had existed since eternity past,
right,
that would be a provisional finding of science that would itself be subject to revision. It would be in conflict with the church's understanding of creation. Now, in the past, there have been different positions taken on whether God could have created a universe with an infinite past. According to St. Thomas Aquinas, he could have made a universe with an infinite past, but faith tells us, according to St. Thomas Aquinas, that he didn't. Another great saint and doctor of the church, St. Bonaventure, who lived at the same time as St. Thomas Aquinas, he didn't think God could have, but Aquinas thought he could. So there's a difference of opinion among saints and doctors of the church on that question. There is no difference of opinion on the question of did he create a universe with an infinite past. That answer is no. And so as to the question of whether it would be wise for the church to oppose it, it might not be practical for the church in the short run to oppose what would be a popular scientific theory if the evidence looked solid. But as a long-term matter, it is always prudent for the church to proclaim the truth, whether or not it happens to coincide with a present viewpoint of science.